Recently, there's been a sign, there's been a photograph of a church sign going around on social media. I don't know if you've seen it or not. This changeable sign in front of a mainline Christian church says, "Jesus had two dads and he turned out fine." Now, putting theology aside for just a moment, the sign yanks Jesus' family into a completely plausible 21st century situation. Though, rather than thinking of Jesus being raised by two dads, the sign wryly suggests that God is just the baby daddy. Now, we know how earnest people get at this time of year about the Christmas story. It can really get some folks worked up, let me tell you. They're willing to defend this old story of an imperfect family forced by circumstance to travel to Bethlehem. We know that there are just as many people who insist on the literal accuracy of this story as there are those who ignore the story completely. Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus, angels, shepherds, the stable and a manger, wise men from the east. We all know the Christmas story by heart. It is a story told to set the stage for the ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. And it is a universal story about family and hope and love. Those who invest deeply in the Christmas story make much of Mary's perfection. In fact, the Roman Catholic Church has spent centuries working out the theology of even Mary's own birth, something only written about in the Bible's apocryphal texts. Many folks don't realize that the Immaculate Conception was actually Mary's conception. The Immaculate Conception means that Mary's parents, Anne and Joachim, had got pregnant without having sex. Okay, stay with me here now. In this ancient Middle Eastern myth, Mary is the perfect vessel for God's child. And this label of perfection will follow her, even though the Bible clearly states that she and Joseph had more children after Jesus. By contrast, the story sets up Joseph as the imperfect father. He appears in Luke's gospel and in Matthew's, and then is not heard from again in the rest of the Bible. So ordinary is Joseph that he plays his part and quietly exits stage right. Listen to what Matthew has to say about Joseph. The birth of Jesus took place this way. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered that she was pregnant. Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. While he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream, "Joseph, do not hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived," the angel said. "God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus, which means God saves, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary. But he did not consummate the marriage until she had the baby, and he named him Jesus. This is Joseph's main scene in the story. Beyond this decision to stand by Mary, he's only seen four more times in the Gospels. Once when he goes with Mary to Bethlehem, at Jesus' bris, again, when he helps Mary and Jesus flee from King Herod into Egypt. And lastly, when Jesus gets separated from his parents on a trip to the temple in Jerusalem when he was 12 years old. After that, there is no mention made of Jesus' father. In fact, he's often treated merely as Jesus' stepfather or his adoptive father, as if that would make him any less a father. In all actuality, the only true thing known about Joseph is likely that he was Jesus' father. That Jesus came from Nazareth is one of the few biblical facts corroborated by an outside source. Remember, the writers of Luke and Matthew invented the Christmas story around the year 60 of the Common Era, fully 30 years after Jesus' crucifixion. But back to Joseph. As a child, I always admired Joseph, and not because I got to play him a few times in the church Christmas pageant. Joseph, you know, in the pageant is a non-speaking role. I admired Joseph because he reminded me of my own father, steady and faithful, not showy or boastful, but dependable, kind, and a bit melancholy. Like Joseph, my own father chose to add a child to our family through adoption. After having four sons, my parents engaged in one of the earliest open adoptions, which resulted in my sister Ellen. In those days, you could not know the gender of the baby before it was born. Remember those days? My parents could just have easily had five sons, but that did not matter to them. The baby was going to be just as much a part of the family as the rest of the children, and that is exactly what happened. My sister Ellen is completely my sister, just as our father is completely her father. Joseph, who worked with his hands for a living, Joseph, who trusted the wisdom of his dreams, Joseph, who cared so much for Mary that he would marry her in whatever circumstances she had found herself in, Joseph, Jesus' imperfect father, who would do so much more for him prior to his ministry than his perfect father in heaven. Joseph, who trusted things will turn out for the best. I don't know about you, but the accident of Jesus' birth is particularly poignant to me this year. If we stick with the story, and just stick with it with me, if we stick with the story, God decided to place God's self in the house of poor Middle Eastern Jews living under a repressive empire 2,000 years ago. God chose to be born in a barn and raised in the cultural backwater of Nazareth. God chose a young woman and her not yet husband to figure out this pregnancy on their own. If we stick with the story, God turns convention on its head by declaring solidarity with the very lowest in society. God chooses to be born among the poor and the powerless. God chooses the most imperfect of families to bless with a baby. And isn't that how it always goes? Isn't it the Syrian refugee family that makes it safely to the shores of Greece that brings us to tears? Isn't it the deaths of good people who try to help the disabled and those seeking legal abortions that shock us the most? Isn't it the children crossing our own southern border to find safety that make us reconsider our own priorities? The radical aspect of the Christmas story is not whether any of it happened or not. The radical aspect of the Christmas story is that it keeps happening over and over and over again. It happens any time war or famine or repression force men and women, boys and girls, to flee. It happens every time evil tries to stamp out good. The Christmas story is not about whether God entered into the people's lives that one time long, long ago. The Christmas story is about how God barges into the most imperfect families in the most imperfect of situations, barges in over and over again, bringing hope and courage and love. Later in the article that Bethany read an excerpt from, Matt Fitzgerald, who's the pastor of St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Chicago, says, "It's no coincidence that Christ was born into a shaky, uncertain family. God goes where she's needed. Joseph and Mary find themselves trembling on December 24th, not thumping their sweater-clad chests in a family photo. Joseph and Mary are confused, baffled, needy, and then they find God right there in their laps. Right in the middle of their imperfection, as if their imperfection called out to her, 'Come, we need you. Come, be born among us.' Come, we need you. Come, be born among us." Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. Each night a child is born is a holy night. This Advent season, what do you hope will be born in you? What beautiful change do you need in your life? How might your own imperfection open you up to mystery and wonder? How might your own humanness open you up to awe? We are smart enough to not get stuck in the Christmas story. We're smart enough to know how it comes line by line to fulfill the prophetic words of Isaiah and Jeremiah. We're smart enough to know that the story is not really about virgin births or angels appearing to shepherds. We're smart enough to know that the Christmas story is not about gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But are we smart enough to know the power of this story to change our own lives? Are we smart enough to follow its threads to the ways we live and move in the world? Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. Each night a child is born is a holy night. In this season of Advent, what do you hope will be born in you? What great expectations do you await? What strained relationship do you wish to mend? What old grievance do you want to put down? What self-harming habit do you want to kick? Believe me when I tell you that hope and love are two of the strongest things that exist. Hope and love allow for second chances and third chances and 33rd chances. Hope and love can overcome the greatest odds. Hope and love can bring about the greatest good. In just a couple of weeks, we will hear these old familiar words. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea for the census. As a descendant of King David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. Each night a child is born is a holy night. Enter gently this season of lights and merriment. Enter gently this season of expectation. Be gentle with yourself in your own imperfection. Be gentle with those around you in theirs. See each mother as one more Mary. See each father as one more Joseph. See each child as one more Redeemer. Each night a child is born is a holy night. So be it. Amen.